Shannon Shirley's land along Mill Creek is rich in natural resources. Massive granite boulders worn to their current shape after millions of years of erosion, a carpet of limestone, and the creek they've relied on for water for more than 15 years.
It's going to look like a beautiful creek to somebody that's not used to being around the creek, but it's a very dysfunctional creek. When we first moved down here, we had tons of water. We had enough water that we could put a paddle boat in this creek, and now we can't even put a canoe on it.
And Shirley says that's because of the mining operations just upstream from her house.
Well, when you mine the rock that they're mining land, limestone and silica sand. And when you mine that, you encounter water as just a natural process of mining it because this stuff is in water. So water becomes a byproduct of mining, and you got to get it out of the way.
Mining operations can build storage ponds or pump excess water into the creek, but Shirley says many simply dump it onto the ground. Richard Saichi of the Texas Aggregates and Concrete Association says that's bad business and companies should recycle the water, but that it's hard to put the blame for lower stream levels on mining during a major drought.
These are those obvious facts that's kind of like, well, did anybody think about that? No, it's the quarry. Quarry's bad. Well, hello, we've been in a drought for 2.5 years.
Either way, the Shirleys can't rely on Mill Creek for drinking water anymore and often have to truck water in from Tishomingo.
I mean, it's a lot of trouble. We bring in water so that if we get in a position where, because you never know, day to day the levels change.
She's worried that Mill Creek is the canary in the limestone mine for municipalities that rely on other streams and lakes fed by the Arbuckle-Simpson aquifer.
Mill Creek will be the first to go, and it'll be domino. The springs are at the top of the aquifer. As you lower the level of the aquifer, you take the water away from the springs. And Mill Creek is at ground zero for that. And then comes Pennington, which is less than a mile away. And then comes Rock Creek. And this way, you've got towards Ardmore, their lake is spring-fed. Sulphur, at the park, they have spring-fed creeks.
New regulations were passed in 2011 and go into effect soon. Companies applying for mining permits in the aquifer after August 1st of last year will have to report how much water they're removing and submit a plan to recycle it. The deadline caused an unusual amount of activity at what is usually a quiet state agency.
Well, we had like about half a dozen that came in last week of July 2011.
That's Brett Scholer with the Oklahoma Department of Mines. He says current operations will only have to abide by the reporting part of the new law, and it'll be up to the companies to file those reports. Even though these new rules go into effect in January, they're still being worked out at the Oklahoma Water Resources Board.
So we're gonna come up on January 2013 here pretty soon, and they're still gonna start doing these monitoring plans. And there's no one knows how's it gonna be funded. How are they gonna, what do they do?
The mining companies clearly don't want to have to deal with the new rules. Since last year's deadline, the state mining department has received zero new applications to enter the aquifer. For State Impact Oklahoma, I'm Logan Layden.